Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this gorgeous day down here. I hope it is wherever you are. It's January the 17th, 2021, and we are most definitely into a new era, not without challenge, but with different ones and a little more optimism than we had last year. So we know that blessings have been showered upon us when we think about how much worse it could have been on all levels, in all areas of engagement. It could have been so much worse. So we are grateful, and we stand ready to follow it as much as possible in the footsteps of Christ by the will of God and by the love of our hearts. For some time now, about a couple of months as of now, we have been conducting a really in-depth study about the faithful. And it was specially designed by Yeshua for the conclusion of 2020. It was a year when we couldn't see even to the length of our headlights, much less not beyond them. We had no idea what would come next or how we would get through it. But thank God most of us did. And we learned a lot from it. We learned a lot about community service, community facilities for helping those in need. We built our trust for one another, which I think was an extremely important thing that we've needed to do, because for so many years, I would say at least 10 years, social media has had one negative effect upon our society and the world, because even though it gave us access to people we would never meet in person, it did shut us into a more private existence where we saw our best friends less. We mingled with those who live in our own community less. We had less community involvement. In other words, we traded the ones available for us, to us, for those that were at a distance we had had so much curiosity about, and what would they think about things, and would there be some special friend out there that I need to meet? There's a good in everything, but I am really so glad we got back together, close up with those who really are at hand to help us and to give us hope and encouragement in life. I know that I treasured the occasions where that was available to me. And in creating the webinar of Restoring the Faithful Heart, I realized how much wisdom comes from our immediate connections, our immediate, because we share an energetic field with those we are in an immediate proximity to, whether it's friends, family, community, co-workers. We share, well, if nothing else, the same weather. We share the same immediate problems, the same immediate benefits, and we speak a very similar language. We have friends in common, and we build a cocoon around ourselves that is a lot more, well, for less than, for short of a better word, a little bit more snuggling. It's hard to snuggle 1,000 miles away, even if you like the person, even if you share values. It's just the same. Getting close to people has been such an important restoring of our human connection. And I think lots of good things will come from that this year. And we're going to learn to value the ones that are closest to us and dearest to us. And a lot of us, unfortunately, had the experience of losing someone very, very dear to us. And there's really no recovering from that, because a loss of that capacity is truly a loss. But it does help us to remember that life is precious and to never, never disregard a moment of it. It's just too dear. I'm going to begin taking some calls. We've got some people on the board now. So, Jerome, you are on.
Oh, Glenda, blessings with everything you are, and for Yeshua Ben Yosef, too. I picked up something, shingles on the left side of my head and my shoulder this week, and so I've got pain on and off, but I got some new medicine for it, so I'm doing better with it, but for my family, too, but I've never had anything like this before, so...
You know, they say nobody is really exempt from getting it, especially if you ever had chicken pox.
Yeah,
they say if you ever had chicken pox, the virus is in you.
Yeah, I did. I had chicken pox when I was a young boy. I know.
Yep.
When
I was a girl, I had it too, so I haven't had the vaccine. I just don't like vaccines.
Okay.
I'm just one of those people. I want my body to build its own immunity. And I want to use all of the gifts of nature to strengthen my immunity, and prayers to God that my immunity will be held intact. So that's just kind of the way I am. But then, you know, I like to live in a state of faith, always.
Okay. So, good. Well, thank you, and blessings on everything you're doing. And,
you, and thank you. Him. And you are on the list. Okay.
All right. Thank you for being on the list. Hello? Hello?
Blessings, Glenda. Thank you for everything. And I just wanted to put a friend on the blessing list. Her name is Samantha. She's just going through some healing of past traumas. So just like to add her. And also, I recently learned that in February coming up, I guess there's a big astrological event, I guess like 7 planets in our solar system will, be in the sign of Aquarius. I'm not an astrologist, of course, but I guess that's a pretty big deal, because the last time that occurred was the end of the Dark Ages, the beginning of the Renaissance. And, That's pretty major.
Well,
I mean, I guess we truly are in the age of Aquarius here, with this massive movement of all these planets in Aquarius in February. That's pretty.
Yeah, I would say
amazing.
We have been in the cusp of it for about 50 years, but we're in it now. We're here, and you can see the signs all around us of the difference in human priorities, the way we engage with each other, I have to say the preference for social media, which is something in the Piscean age, no way. In the Piscean age, I want to hold your hand. I want to give you a hug, you know. But Aquarians love electronics, and they love the broader expansion and engagement, communication over thousands and thousands of miles. and just about everything else that's going on. We really are here. If Tony is on the line, I trust that he will probably check in. Almost every Sunday, Tony is here. I don't see him yet on the line, but it doesn't mean he won't get here later. If I see him, I will ask him to comment on this because he is our astrologer in residence, as well as a minister of the church. Oh, there's Tony. Hi, Tony. I thought you might want to come in and comment on that. Astrological configuration in Aquarius, since we're on the subject. Your line is open, Tony.
Yes. Hi, Glenda. Yeah, it is interesting that because now we have Jupiter and Saturn together in Aquarius, and so then we're going to have the inner planets in there, and at some point we'll have the moon in there as well. So having that many planets all together in Aquarius is unusual. And at the same time right now we're having Mars and Uranus, and that's in Taurus. So that's what's happening like today and these next few days.
Okay.
But the energy of everything, all of that stuff in Aquarius, it's really resonant with what you were talking about right at the beginning of the call. It connects with this new energy that we're all experiencing, and mm-hmm. it certainly has to do with shifting priorities and with us getting into a place where we can start to create things in a slightly different way, how we can envision the way that we, how we see working together, how it's also a time that favors freedom, greater acknowledgement of the way things work together. So, of course, that also mm-hmm. points us towards justice. And
mm-hmm.
You know, greater understanding. It's a very, very significant positive moment. So I agree. I think that it's certainly something important to observe. And I had heard that we're going to have a big grouping of planets in Aquarius. Right now we have the Sun's not quite there, but it will be shortly. We have Jupiter and Saturn, Mercury already, and so we'll have the Sun soon, and then Venus. And if we get the Moon in there too, then that is seven.
It's pretty huge.
Seven bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tony, from the bigger picture, we have not been, this Earth has not been in an age of Aquarius in recorded history. Of course, over a 25,000-year cycle, we've been here before, but not in recorded history. So
yeah.
This is going to be a new chapter in the book. And the overall meaning of this this sign, which I personally was born in, is humanitarian. Whatever involves the humanitarian perspective is what we're going to see play out in the Age of Aquarius. And we have a lot of, that could exist at a lot of levels. It could exist down on the lowest level to street charity, you know, help for the homeless, all the way up to a system of living together that has more humanitarian respect and value, humanitarian concern even for the planet and for animals, not just for other human beings,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to compassion, which is Piscean. Piscean is, come here, let me take care of you. I'll feed you and I'll hug you till you're well. But Aquarians are not huggers. They're not big huggers. It's an air sign. And we like to think about what's the best so that we can implement it for the long term, something that will last a whole lot longer than a hug. So
yeah.
It will be a little more impersonal, which accounts for people tending to prefer Facebook over community meetings. Personally, I don't go that way. I don't swing that way. But it's going to happen, guys. Just get ready for it. The best we can do is to make these social media sites more warmer, shall we say warmer, more trustworthy, and a place where people don't just go to ventilate their issues, but they're really going to connect and to share information and to share valuable ideas. So, but that will come in time. That, you know, we're going to see that, hey, I can tell you for one, I haven't gone on social media for over a year because just about everybody there has some kind of issue they're trying to ventilate. And, you know, go tell a friend. That's my idea. What good does it do you to spread all this out to the world, really? Go tell a friend. Get some help. And so I don't go there. But I think it will change. I really do. And I think it's going to be a big part of the Age of Aquarius. Okay, well, having said that, there's a lot more to expect in the way of changes and growth and development. And may it all be for the good. May it all be for some wonderful and creative unfolding of life and all the potentials of life.
Yeah, amen. So, and I think we have signs of that already, as you mentioned on our call today already.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. I feel hopeful. I really do, and it's always in my prayers. Okay, let's move on. Was there anything else about the cosmos you wanted to add, Tony?
Oh, just that right now we have Mars and Uranus together, and that's going to be exact this week. And so that's an unusual event. That usually doesn't happen except for about once every 2 years. And so we have that going on this week, and it's in Taurus. And so discoveries related to workability, especially in terms of how our personal preferences and involvement, intention, new discoveries related to intention are also connected with a Mars Uranus.
That's
conjunction.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be good for renovating the house, too. You know, these configurations could apply on all levels from 1 to 10. From the very practical reality all the way up to the sublime.
Yes. Yeah. The full spectrum.
Time to activate your highest goals and intentions. Or you fix the plumbing in the bathroom. And in the meantime, you watch your bank account.
Yeah, those are all good connections.
There's you know, I learned a long time ago, whether it's a book you're reading, a prayer you're praying, or an exercise you're doing, there are so many levels of application that you could make out of it. And each level of application has a different result and yields a different understanding. This is why people can go to Love Without End and read it again 100 times and they'll say, am I reading the same book? You know, I didn't see this before. Has she edited this again? No. The point is you came to it with a different scale of your awareness. we have many levels of awareness. And sometimes we can drive down a street a dozen times and never see a certain house. And then we think, well, was that just built? And you find out that's been there. No, it's been there for 10 years. It's just been built in your mind because your awareness was focused on something else.
Yeah.
So the power of attention and intention and attention is a very, very primal thing in our lives. And it really pays to be aware of where you're focused. On what are you focused? For what intention? Because that's how the results will come. Not from the thing itself. You see, everything is already accessible to you. But the keys have been given to you through your awareness. And it's where your awareness is that will unlock the door. This is why I wrote the second book, the second major book, in tandem with Yeshua, The Keys of Yeshua. Because here's what happened. You see, I wrote the first book in 1998. And after that, I was called out constantly to give presentations about the book. I was somewhere every weekend for several years. And with over 200 presentations on that book, I had come up. Well, here's what happened. When I'm inside a presentation, someone will ask me a question that's not answered in that book. And I'll open my mouth and he'll speak to me. And I write it down, or it's recorded, one or the other. And so over those years, I was making notes that added to Love Without End from him, and then also added to my own seminar notes that I had developed for producing those seminars. So The Keys of Yeshua is a combination of new messages from him with my seminar notes backing it up. Everything people wanted to know, and the questions they were asking after having read Love Without End, is what became The Keys of Yeshua. Mm-hmm. And I came to realize that the keys were already given to me, but when he would show up, he would activate them, and then the words would just pour out. Well, the same is true for you. You know more than you think you know, but you're waiting for an event activate that knowledge. And when it does, you'll think that God has just spoken through you new understanding. No, he's just given you access to eternal understanding that's always been there, but you weren't ready for it. So a lot of what is happening now in the world is us becoming more ready for what's already and always been there. But we weren't ready for it. I think you could compare that to children growing up. You know, the things that are part of the personality of a child are already there waiting for that kid to grow up. And when he's 8, he discovers some part of it. When he's 10, he discovers another part of it. And then when he reaches puberty, holy cow, he reaches a whole lot that he didn't have a clue about when he was 3 years old. So that's the way it is in life. That's the way it is. And as we grow, so keep growing. That's the key for everybody. Keep growing and keep growing positive, because the revelations of God will always be positive. You're not going to find God on the negative. You're just not going to. Whatever you find on the negative will be something that some other hurting person went through, or some other deceptive force planted there for you to find and think it was the truth. And I'll say one more thing that I think applies. I'm not sure, but I think it applies. Some of you will find it very relevant. The truth has no expiration date, not from the beginning of time till the end of time. Truth has no expiration date. All lies have an expiration date. All lies. That's why they all will eventually be found out, because they'll lose their power as the context that brought them up, brought them forth, and the context that conceals them, and the context that intended them will fall apart, and then the lies will just get exposed, and they'll disappear. Every lie has an expiration date. So be very careful. You know, even something as forgiving as taking a job on faith, thinking, well, this is a good job, I'm going to learn as I go. I really, really don't have all the understanding I need, but I'm going to fake it till I make it because I know I'm going to make it. And you get into the job, and you don't like it. And the people there are not supportive of you. And pretty soon, it kind of all wears thin, and you can't hold up to the promise. And the boss walks up to you and says, you know, Joe or Helen or Mary or John, whatever made you think you could do this job? And you'll say, well, I had studied about it, and I thought it would be a good job, and I really, really thought that I would learn as I go. I mean, I didn't mean to take on something I couldn't do. Now, this particular story doesn't apply to everybody, but I'll bet you somewhere in everyone's life there's been some story like this. You thought you could be a good Boy Scout, and then you found out you hated mosquitoes. You know, there's something in this that everybody can relate to, and the reason I'm mentioning it because it's a good exercise. It's a really good exercise because it's an everybody question. How will I know the difference between truth and a lie? Everybody wants to know. That's a survival question. And it's a question you need to know for your safety in life, your compatibility in life, and your faith in life. You need to know. But how do you know? Okay. Well, one of the big questions you can ask is, I wonder if this is going to have an expiration date on it. If it does, chances are it's at least a half lie. Maybe there's a little bit of truth there, but not the truth you want. The truth has no expiration date. When you fall in love, can you imagine being with that person the rest of your life? Okay? That's a big one. That's a big question to ask, because we're going to fall in love with more than one person. Chances are. Chances are, you know, puppy love, college love, high school love, crushes, you know, chances are we're going to fall in love with more than one person. But can you imagine being with that person the rest of your life? Well, you know, that puppy love isn't, it's not a bad lie. It's not like it happened to hurt anybody. Because love is love, and love always feels good. But you don't want to invest too much in it, and you might want to switch it into friendship as soon as you can. So you get into something, some aspect of love, that's really worth preserving. Because, you know, with most people you've got good feelings about, you can turn it into friendship. And that's worth it. So that was, I think that's something we could all take away from the year 2020, because there were a lot of things said that were not true. And there were some things said that were true, but not believed. We had a lot of disputes. And we're going to be doing a lot of filtering over the next few years to find out what we want to keep and what we want to throw away. So it was just said in reference to that and the challenges we will be going through. Okay, I'm going to take a few more calls and then we'll go into our blessing. We're really at the time of our blessing. Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz. And I just want to say, just want to give a testify. Just, I feel so blessed. I feel so grateful. I'm so grateful for my everlasting life and for this particular embodiment. And I just thank God so much. And I just want to ask for two special blessings. One for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his day tomorrow. Just thank him so much for his mission and his service, and a blessing for his work of justice and the power of love as a revolutionary transformational force. I feel he was one of the top students of Yeshua's message, and he's one of my
Amen.
Top teachers.
Yeah. Okay.
And so may his mission continue and bless all who work in his mission. And a blessing for my little cat McLovin, who's just not feeling well. So just a healing blessing for her and her for all who need healing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Well, bless
you too.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye, Sarah. Chris, you're on. We have to keep all of our messages real short right now. Let's ask for a blessing, okay?
Yes, a blessing for my son, Aaron, who just had his third brain operation because of cancer. He did survive it. He's in rehab right now, but because of the first operation, he's paralyzed on one side. So I would like to ask for blessings, prayers, and healing for him and everybody else.
What is his name? What is
his
name?
Aaron.
Okay. Alec. Oh, he's in my heart. And we will most definitely focus on him in the blessing. And you too. Desmond, I'm going to open your line. But before I do, I just want to say to the whole community that we are very deeply grieved at the loss of your brother's life. Joshua was also a blessing giver. And his life, he went to heaven this past week due to a very sudden and violent auto accident. And I would like to say to Desmond, my prayers have been with you every day, and with you, Joshua, and with your mother. We cannot take the time on this call to do justice to the words that need to be offered to you. And I know that many words need to be offered. But I'm going to open your line just so that you can say hello and you can ask for the blessing personally. Okay, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you so much for this call and everybody on it, and thank you so much for your prayers. My heart's been so comforted, and every word that you said comforted me immensely. It was pure comfort, and I haven't had any. You've been so comforting, and I would like a blessing for my new relationship with Joshua and my new relationship with myself and my family, and to hold true to what you taught today in your message in my life. It's very meaningful. Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you. Desmond, I'll make time to talk with you this week, okay?
Thank you.
Tara Kim, what is your blessing request today?
Hi, I would like to request a blessing for our country and its pathway going forward.
Great.
Thank you.
My heart goes there, too. Okay. And we have a call from, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Bechoko, or something like that. You're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is actually Janice. Bechoko is where near where I live. I'm up in the Northwest Territories of Canada.
Oh, okay.
My blessing request is for my brother. He's in hospital right now. He was admitted over a week ago with acute colitis, and in 3 days' time, it went from acute to ulcerative colitis, and right now he's getting intravenous drugs that are completely killing his immune system. And the reason for that is so that they don't have to remove his entire large intestines. So it will avoid that surgery. But in the meantime, it's really difficult for him to be in hospital. Of course, with COVID, no one is allowed in. No one's allowed to visit. So he's literally going through this physically all by himself. No one can be there with him. So I just like a blessing for his physical health and also for his mental health as well. Thank you.
God is with him, and Yeshua is with him, and the angels are with him. And we hold him in our hearts today. So thank you for asking for a blessing.
Thank you.
We hold the very, very best for him. And Stormy, last but definitely not least, you're open to offer up.
Yes, Glenda, a blessing to patience, the patience that I have, that I can wait 2,000 years to sing Soul of Sheila to Sheila. I offer that patience that I know to this blessing.
I can't wait to offer this blessing. It's going to be divine. I know that it will be. We have a new blessing giver in heaven now. And I know that he's here with us. And Stormy, you're always up at that high level, even though you're incarnate. So this is going to be a simply divine blessing. And let's get started, okay?
Yeah. Yes, too.
Okay. Everybody just relax. That's your job. Relax and let go and take a deep breath. No matter what troubles you have in your life right now, inhale the love of God and let it clear out your lungs through expansion of all deep air pockets in your lungs. Just let them all expand to full capacity, and then breathe in a little more and a little more, and now push it all out and exhale until your lungs are just flat up against your ribs. Feel your shoulders drop. And now again, inhale as fully, as deeply as you can. Fill yourself with the light of God, the blessings of the earth, light eternal, and love infinite. be filled with angel love and the grace of God. Now exhale and let it all out. Everybody just be still now, wherever you are, in your chair, in your bed, sitting in the snow, or sitting in the grass, waiting in the water. But I'd rather not have you moving. I'd rather have you be still. And no body parts crossed, because we want to keep the energy free to cross in your heart. I will start my prayer to Yeshua. Yeshua, we thank you for your eternal love, that you have always been with us, even when we didn't see you, because you don't intrude upon our lives. You give us to have our lessons, our adventures, and even our struggles, that we may learn from them. But you're always there for when we ask. And you always answer when we listen. We thank the Holy Spirit for always being here as our counsel, to open our hearts and to elevate our soul to where we can have a broader perspective and see life in a better, fuller, more complete way. And we humble ourselves at the altar of God in praise and gratitude for his grace, that no matter whether we fall short or do our best, we are the same to him, because we are his child. And that's all he sees us as, his child. He sees us as perfect and complete. And when we feel incomplete, he adds the missing pieces so that we can put ourselves back together. We ask that you be with those who know not to ask, to those who've lost hope and faith, that their hope and faith may be rebuilt. And most of all, that they may know they're not alone. We love them. They are loved by the whole of humanity, and they are held in the heart of God. Give them courage to listen and to seek and to know that whatever the outcome, they are still with God and children of God. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to finish receiving. So go and rest at least 7 minutes. It's okay if you fall asleep. It's okay if you stay much longer than 7 minutes. Just stay as long as you feel the blessing pouring into you. Bye-bye for now. And I really look forward to being with you again next week.